Right, so Josh here from Miller's Radio, and I've got the pleasure yet again at one of Carlton's events, the fireworks night, to be joined by Jack Cobbs and his son Maxwell.
Hello.
And so I'll just dive straight in. You've always been quite a Midlands-based player. I know you were born down south, but you know you spent time with Lincoln, time with Leicester, and obviously now at Forest. Is this kind of the area you've always wanted to play in, or is it just circumstances have ended up that way?
Yeah, more circumstances than anything. Obviously moved about a little bit when I was younger at the start of my career. When I was played for Leicester, we moved into the area just south of Loughborough, and we really liked it there, and Maxwell goes to school there now, don't you? And we kind of settled there, so yeah, enjoyed my time at Leicester. I mean, enjoyed my time at Forest, we're happy, aren't we?
Are we in Leicester now?
No, this is Carlton.
Nottingham. Far above Leicester. Although I probably shouldn't say that. If Leicester are looking so, Jack, ignore those prior comments. You ended up signing a contract with Liverpool, but you originally, I mean, there were a lot of clubs linked to you, but Arsenal being a large one. What happened there? And even though that fell through when you ended up at Liverpool, surely it must have been a hell of an opportunity, and in your eyes as a footballer, to, you know, be gifted an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Daddy watch.
I just remember playing for the youth team at Lincoln, and I got in and around the first team a little bit, just playing reserve games there, and sort of involved in the squad, but wasn't starting games or anything. Only played 3 minutes for him in the end, and this interest came about, and you know, I was absolutely delighted, but just also kind of just wanted it all to sort of go through and happen, really.
Because
there was talk of obviously Arsenal being involved, and I don't know what happened between the two clubs, if there was a bit of a breakdown in negotiations and stuff, but I got a little trial at Liverpool, went there, and yeah, the rest is history, really. I just remember going up to Liverpool with my dad and being like unbelievably nervous and meeting you know, the big names there, and Steve Gerrard and that, and that was the summer just after they won the Champions League, so to get that move was amazing. And I learned a lot there. Obviously played a few first team games and managed to play in the Premiership and things like that, so amazing experience, and great education for me football wise.
You talk about the Champions League, and that was one of the things I was speaking to the chairman on the way to the ground, is obviously, as a journalist, I like to do my research beforehand, and amusingly all of the websites list you as a Champions League runner-up and a UEFA Super Cup winner, because while you were like at the club during the time of your contract, that happened. Like, how great was it to be around a club that had achieved those things, and like how did that have an effect on your career going forward?
It was amazing. I remember the first time that I went to Liverpool, literally the first day I went up there, they put me in with a family that I'd be staying with while I was there, and for some reason, that I think it was the club chaplain there, had the actual Champions League trophy there that he was showing around, and it was like I'd literally woke up really that day to get to Liverpool on time. And I was really tired, and I was in this whirlwind of just met Stevie Gerrard, Sammy Hupia, people like that, Rafa Benitez, and then all of a sudden I'm getting photos with the Champions League trophy, thinking this is unbelievable. But it was amazing. Yeah, I was on the bench a couple of times in the Champions League, and I really wish Rafa had put me on, you know, to be able to say that I'd played Champions League football. Unfortunately, I can't, but still to be involved in it and around it was just amazing. And great experience, you know, amazing. Just proud, but you know, really pleased to have been a part of it.
Obviously, you had some opportunities at Liverpool, but when you left there, essentially, you said you just wanted to find, you know, a solid first team that, you know, you were going to play the vast majority of games a season, and you ended up moving away. how important did you think at that stage of your career, just getting like 40 games in your belt a year, was to, you know, what was going to turn out to be your career?
Yeah, well, it got to the point where as I was in and around the first team a little bit and played a few games, but they bought Martin Skrtel at the time, and he was he kind of pretty much just got me like out of the sort of, you know, within the first team area I needed to be. So got to the point where playing the reserve games, or the 23 games, as it is now, you know, as good as it is, it's not the same as playing first team football. And I went on loan to Scunthorpe for a few months, which was a great taste for it, and you know, a great little experience to see what it was like. And then that season I had at Leicester, on my first loan season there, like you said, played, you know, 40 plus games, you know, of yeah, real first team football. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, like I was saying, the reserve 23 is game great, you know, technically, and I'm working on your game, but to play, you know, in front of the, you know, 15,000-20,000s, and that pressure of having to get results, otherwise people are losing jobs, and et cetera, et cetera, is a real, you know, beneficial experience for me at the time. I think it was important to get that, yeah, absolutely.
Sidetracking off your own career for just a second, you were quoted when you moved to Leicester as saying, I mean, not to put words in your mouth or anything, but saying that you really felt you could get a promotion to the Premier Division with Leicester. Could you have foreseen what happened at Leicester very recently as a footballer? You know, Leicester were, you know, a Championship club when you moved to Forest, and all of a sudden go on to win the Premier League. Like, when you were around the club, was, you know, that kind of ethos there already, or was it just a spontaneous moment?
I can be honest, I never would have predicted it, ever. I mean, when I went there, it was in League One. It was obviously a huge club for League One, even for the Championship, a big club. But to achieve what they achieved was amazing and remarkable. And there couldn't have been many people that saw it coming.
Have
done it, you know. You look at the money power that, you know, top 5-6 clubs in the Premiership have to have achieved it.
This little one's house.
You know, over 38 games.
It's
a football club, mate.
Wow.
Football club. Was just incredible, and never saw it going.
Then you played at Leicester for a while, and Leicester ended up loaning you out to Hull. Which you went to Hull, you made a few appearances while at Hull on loan, and it seemed that you wanted to move back to Leicester to try and re-solidify your place, and ended up moving to Hull on a permanent basis. What happened to kind of make you want to move to Hull after, you know, like that thought process, and what was your time at Hull like?
Well, you got at Leicester, we had Paulo Sousa come in charge, and then he got replaced by Sven. And it just happened that Sven was wanted to bring his own players in, which, you know, it's up to him, it's fair enough. And it kind of put me on the periphery a little bit. I was playing some games, but a little bit in and out, and I didn't really feel like he had that much belief in me. So when Hull came in, obviously it was Nigel Pearson there, who was, you know, my manager at Leicester before, and he seemed to get the best out of me as a player. And so I went there for a few months. I think it was just the end of the season, the last three or four months. Like I say, I played a few games, and then Hull said they wanted to sign me permanently, and it was just an easy decision, really, because it was either stay at Leicester and play the odd game, a little bit in and out, but didn't really feel like the manager trusted me, or go to Hull and try and achieve things there with a manager that believed in me and who wanted me there to play. So that was that, really. Played quite a few games for Hull while I was there, captain the side for the majority, so again, great experience for me. Unfortunately, we didn't really achieve anything. We were sort of mid-table until we finally got promoted under Steve Bruce when I came back from injury. Looking back at it, my time at Leicester and Hull were really good, great experience. Pleased to have got a couple of promotions, you know, being one for each club.
And now we get to move on to the bit that anyone listening to this interview is, you know, really looking forward to listening to, which is, you know, then you ended up at Forest,